an opportunity here for England. Beckham comes forward, right footed, head towards goal, and it's into the net. David Beckham has scored for England. He did deliver.
And now we'll find out if the world's most famous soccer player will deliver in the United States. British midfielder David Beckham is joining the Galaxy. That's the Los Angeles-based Major League Soccer team owned by Anschutz Entertainment Group. The company claims at $250 million that this is the biggest deal in sports history. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports.
Soccer fans elsewhere in the world may think of the U.S. as a dumping ground for players in the twilight of their careers. But Beckham is 31, not 41 years old, and he says he's not just padding his retirement account.
People be turning around saying, well, he's only going there to get the money. You know, it's not what I'm going out there to do. I'm going out there to hopefully build, you know, a club and a team that has got a lot of potential.
Not the $250 million in salary, sponsorship contracts, merchandising, and a share of the club profits is chump change. Galaxy's general manager, Alexi Lawless.
We're excited we're getting a player in the prime of his career and someone that we feel, at the very least, he is going to be a good soccer player for us. But, you know, there's also an incredible amount of other stuff that comes that is just incredibly positive, and we will use it to the best of our ability.
What would that other stuff be? Experts predict sold-out games at home and away, kids everywhere wearing Galaxy jerseys, rich cable and satellite licensing deals, and perhaps most valuable of all, free advertising on the field and off. Run a search for Beckham's name on YouTube, and you can still catch the highlights of his tours with Manchester United, Real Madrid, and the UK's World Cup teams.
Beckham! Yes!
As well as the tabloid coverage, including him and his wife Victoria Adams, a.k.a. Posh Spice. Beckham already has a movie named after him, Bend It Like Beckham, referring to the way the ball leaves his foot and proceeds to swerve, dip, and bend. Can a movie starring the man himself be far behind?
Beckham is really one of a kind. I mean, he is the biggest kind of sports icon on the globe. At the moment, he's not the best player on the globe, but he's a brand.
Seamus Mallon is a soccer commentator with ESPN International. He used to announce games for the New York Cosmos, another team that hired the soccer god of the time. In the 1970s, that was Pele. Those were dark days for soccer in this country, but Mallon insists the sport has come a long, long way since then, and it's ready for the Klieg Lights this time.
We've been going to the World Cup now every time since 1990. The level of the game and of the American player has developed to a point now where adding good international players is really going to bring up the quality a bit, but it also is going to bring people into the stands, and that's what the whole aim is, I think, here.
Beckham's move is also likely to play with the little leaguers from the tiny ones on up. Jillian Ellis is head coach of UCLA's women's soccer team and the under-20 national team coach. Her girls are screaming, and not just because Beckham's, as she puts it, a young man that people like to go and look at.
Here he can play, he can contribute, he can help build something in this country or continue to build something and add to it.
Ellis points to Beckham's first joint venture with Anschutz Entertainment last year, a football academy at the Home Depot Center, the home of the Galaxy. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.